Walking all the way with Jesus. Walking. In the Bible, walk stands for manner of life. One step at a time. Walking is not running. It's not over hurried. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. If we are going to walk with Jesus Christ, we must be agreed with Him. One step at a time. All the way. All the way my Savior leads me. Wherever it may lead. Abraham started to walk not knowing where he was going. And I can surely say that in my life. When I set out to walk with Christ several decades ago, I had no idea the road along which He would have led me. I don't know why He didn't lead me along some roads. I knew one language very well. I was ready to go and work as a missionary in that language. But nobody called me. I have found that two or three times in my life, where I thought I was prepared for something, He led me along another road. But as I look back on it, I wouldn't be led along any path, but the path along which He has led me. All the way, walking one step at a time, in perfect agreement with my companion, who is walking with me and talking with me as he talked to those two on the way to Emmaus. Wherever he leads me, he may guide me. Now this walk is called, in theology, sanctification. Step by step, I walk along the pathway along which Jesus invites me to walk. And I must humble myself to walk with God, to agree with Him. I reverence His name, I hallow His name, I accept His forgiveness, I accept His plan of salvation, I yield myself, I take up my cross, I am dead, I put my hands in His, and I say, Lord, help me to walk. Show me where I should put my steps. And this process is sanctification. Part number one, walking in joy. What is joy? Joy is inner contentment. I have no sorrow because Jesus Christ has accepted me. I have no concern because I trust in Jesus Christ. I don't have complaint because I know that all things work together for good. I don't need to know where I'm going because I sing, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. I am blessed. I am given grace. His peace and happiness fits within me. I choose not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I choose not to take my stand among sinners. I choose not to sit in fellowship in the seat of the scornful. I seek to make my delight in the law of the Lord and meditate upon His precepts day and night. This is walking in joy, step by step. When He makes sins known to me, I confess and forsake. I pray, Lord, search me and try me, and show me if there be any wicked way in me. And when He does, which He does, I seek to make things right. And day by day, He is my guide and my companion. Part number two, walking in light. Jesus is the light. He lights every man that comes into the world. He has enlightened my mind. The light unfolds more and more to a perfect day. And the more the light, the more the clarification. the more I see the details of living. The more the light, the more the hidden things of darkness in my heart are revealed. The more the light, the more I can move into light. Thy word is light. The more the light, the more clearly I understand the word. And I respond. So day by day, step by step, as he leads me into light, I see another footstep and I walk into that. He is light. He is light unchangeable. The new light doesn't put out the old light. It reinforces it. It makes it grow brighter. It enhances it. And so day by day I walk in the light of his word, guided by his spirit, supported by his grace, strengthened by his presence, upheld by communion with him in prayer. Part number 3, walking in penitence. As his light reveals my weaknesses and sins, on each one of those points I must gain forgiveness. I may have done something for 50 years. Suddenly his light makes it apparent to me. He chooses the right point of time. He chooses the right circumstance. He waits till my learning readiness is adequate, and then he tells me. Then his grace helps me to repent, to confess, to make restitution, to make things right, to continue my way. So I walk day by day and week by week and year by year in penitence. And as his voice turns me from my evil ways, showing me that I need not die, and as his grace empowers me to live the life of victory, my sanctification increases. My character grows more like Christ. I am willing to forsake my wicked way and unrighteous thoughts, and I pray him, Lord, bring every thought into captivity to thy will. Outwardly I may not have killed anyone, but what are my thoughts? Outwardly, I may not have committed adultery. What are my thoughts? Outwardly, I may not have lied. But what about my body language? So day by day, in this process of sanctification, his spirit, through his word and through circumstance, will reveal to me more and more areas in my life by which I must join grace to gain victory. Part number 4, walking in trusting obedience. Whatever he says, do. And as year by year he tells me to do other things, I must appropriate grace and strength and the power of his spirit, prayer to make myself willing to do whatever he tells me. We may keep the Sabbath. We may pay our tithes, we may eat what he wants us to, but our relationships, our thoughts, our attitudes must be made Christ-like. Whatever may be the area, we must be ready to function as Christ functioned. And at each point, obedience is the test of discipleship. And as those tests get closer and closer and harder, our discipleship must intensify. God tempers the wind to the shorn lamb. Abraham's greatest temptation came to him in his old age. God has promised that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Part number 5. Working toward holiness. Holiness is wholeness for God. I am walking day by day to be wholly dedicated to God. This is our sanctification. This is setting us apart for Him. This is the work of a lifetime. And it's only through Jesus Christ, through the power of the Spirit, through the grace of the Lord, that we can be wholly dedicated to God. We should never look to ourselves at no stage of our lives. It is to Christ that we should look. We should never fool ourselves that because we have been so many years a Christian, we are now strong. We are ignorant of the weakness of our own hearts. At every stage, we must rely upon divine grace, not looking to ourselves, not dependent on our minds, but looking only to the Savior. The longer we live, the more we should ensure that our minds are dwelling upon the things of God, that we are spending time to think about the things of heaven, reading His Word, sharing His truth, spreading the three angels' messages, working while it is called today, knowing that the time is coming when no man can work, and daily praying, Lord, search my life, search my heart. The 144,000 cannot think of one sin that they haven't committed. They concentrate on this. They say, Lord, help me. If there be any wicked way hidden among my thoughts and acts that I haven't perceived yet, please reveal them to me and make me conqueror in Jesus Christ. This is the walk towards holiness. Part number 6. Focus of the quarter. What have you gained from this quarter's lessons? Man is sinning. There is none righteous, no, not one. Jesus Christ died for all. His forgiveness covers all who repent. Day by day we must repent when He brings us knowledge of sin. As He opens to our soul areas in which victory must be gained, on those specific points we must confess, we must repent, we must turn, we must restore, we must accept Jesus Christ's forgiveness. Thus, moment by moment, we will grow in a knowledge of God, in a knowledge of grace, in a knowledge of how His power works, in a knowledge of how the life of victory may be gained. And as we grow, our lives become closer and closer to the life of Christ. His garment of righteousness covers all our nakedness. His Spirit is our continual companion and guide. The Bible we regard as our counselor. We study it with diligence. We look at those who served Him with victorious results, and we say, Lord, do this for me. We study it to find those whose lives ended in darkness, and we cry out, Lord, keep me from presumptuous sins. We look to our relationships in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, and we say, Lord, help me to build. May my life be positive, characterized by victory at every stage. Thus we shall be walking with Him all the way. Thus will be fulfilled Christ's own statement, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and enter in. Notice those verbs, do, have right to eat, and enter through. This is the goal of life. This is the goal of salvation. This is the vision of Jesus Christ, of seeing souls eating the fruit of the tree of life, worshipping in the light of the ages, adoring God forever, in peace, in harmony, and joy. And it all begins with forgiveness. Our daily prayer should be, Lord, forgive as we forgive, so that we may enter Thy joy forever.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.